Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper, Outdoors Column, that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, good morning to the campfire with Luke Clayton and me, Larry Weissoud. We've been doing this for a while, and you know, we're brought to you by a lot of great sponsors, including DSC, Hornady, the TRHP Outdoors, and also TARS. And Luke, it's Thanksgiving week, and, you know, hunting's been really, really good. I've had a chance to do some hunts, and you know, I'll talk about those as we get down the road a little bit. Maybe give us something to talk about during the wintertime as well, too, when we get into that. But, you know, I know that you have been hunting, and you've been hunting with a bow, and with a gun too, and with an air rifle, and with a pistol, and
yeah.
My gosh, you've just been doing a bunch of hunting, but I know that you got a turkey here not too long ago. I'd really like to hear about that one, because I understand you shot it with a bow.
Yeah, you know, Larry, one of the last few days of bow season, you know, kind of give a jump on turkey hunting and deer hunting too, but I went up and spent a couple of days up on the Brazos River with my buddy Randy Douglas there at the Dale River Ranch. Yeah, and I've been hunting with Randy for we were trying to remember when we started hunting together, but it's over a decade for sure. And a lot of times I'll go up there, Larry, I always go up during the week when he never overhunts that place ever, and you know. I asked him, I said, well, how many hunters are you coming? He said, well, I'm saving this for this weekend or this group that's been coming. So I'll get up there and really don't disturb things very, very little during the week, you know. And I'll usually hunt one place, and I know enough about all the stands to go to a good spot. So my goal was to get if a turkey came out, I was thrilled. And I hunted a spot where kind of Larry, it's kind of an open field, probably 10 acres, with a pop-up blind and a feeder about 100 yards from the edge of the woods, you know? And, you know, we were sitting in that pop-up blind, Larry, and I had my bow, and if a mature deer came out, buck or doe,
yes, sir.
I was going to try to take it with the bow. We had a young buck that he may have been legal, but I kind of he was iffy. I wouldn't have shot him anyway. He was probably
right.
A 2.5-year-old deer. You know, it's not packing a lot of venison, but he came out real close, 20 yards, and it would have been an easy bow shot. Well, he stayed for a while, and then he started looking up. You know how they'll do, looking back toward the open field, which was behind me. And Randy was filming for our TV show, you know, a Sportsman's Life there. He was in the blind with me. And he whispered, I hear turkeys. And I thought, oh, now this would be nice, you know, turkey for the opener of deer season, some turkey meat, you know. So anyway, Larry, I get the arrow knocked on the bow and I'm ready. Not one, but about 20, a flock of turkeys came in. I heard them. They came from behind us, and you can imagine the adrenaline there. I mean, those hens were yelping.
Oh, yes, I can.
They were talking to each other, and they walked within, 10, 15 feet of us. You know, thank goodness turkeys, they don't smell. Now, they can't, their nose doesn't alert them when humans are around. So they walked, I mean, they were right with us. Although I was, just for information, I was sprayed down with the TRHP Scent Guardian. They wouldn't have smelled me anyway.
They wouldn't have smelled you anyway, but you're right. most birds, I think, hardly any bird, there may not even be a bird that can smell. They just don't have any olfactory glands like mammals do.
Yes, sir. Well, if they could smell, I probably would have ever killed one, you know, a turkey.
You're right.
You know, but anyway, so I'm looking at a flock of 20 plus turkeys at 20-25 yards, some of them closer than that, over a corn feeder. The buck, by then, he decided to let the turkeys have it, you know. He just moseyed on back in the brush there. Anyway, it was an easy shot. It was probably 22 yards. And, you know, it's hard, a turkey, especially with a bow, you know, you draw on him, and he's not still long when he's feeding, you know. And that rascal was just as I was about to pull the release, he had move, you know, jump around. So I tracked him for a good minute, and finally the one is a young Jake, and I guess we tried to estimate maybe about a probably 10 or 12 pound bird, good eating.
Perfect.
So Larry, that was my intent, was to get some venison or turkey for the opener of deer season, which was coming up the next week. So I did that and was able to enjoyed some good dark meat, the legs and the thigh meat into fajitas, turn those into fajitas, which were, you know, that's my favorite meat anyway of any game is wild turkey. It really is. But so that kind of kicked the deer season off, Larry, you know.
You know, it really did. I get tickled because you're hunting with a bow. I haven't hunted with a bow now and have to figure it out. Oh gosh, it's not quite 40 years, but it's approaching it.
I know it. Well,
but I'm not going to tell you how many arrows I loosed and lost, I should say, I guess.
Yeah.
When I was hunting at turkeys years and years ago. I mean, it just seemed like those son of a guns, like, I hunted them in the spring, I hunted them in the fall. And it seemed like they just always knew when to move. And
yeah,
it's almost like they could see sometimes that arrow coming, I think, because they tell, from what I understand from research, that a turkey assimilates what he sees 8 times faster than what we do, or even a deer does. And you know, you've seen deer jump the string, and
yeah,
so one can only imagine, you know, what a turkey can do in those situations, kind of thing. They just pick up on movement like crazy. It's amazing.
So their reaction time is really fast then, huh? I guess it is.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yes. And you're right. I know it's deer season, but we do have a fall turkey season, and you're right in the respect that if turkeys could smell, you know, I don't know that anybody could ever shoot one except for extremely long range with a rifle.
Because,
you know, my gosh, they're just so, they're wary, and they can be really tough to take. And man, I applaud you for taking that one. And tell me a little bit about how you prepare. Now, you mentioned fajitas. So you were using fajita seasoning on the dark meat. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, of course. The breast meat is just as good in fajitas, but I like to chicken fry the breast meat or take the, you know, you'll remove the breast halves in 2 pieces, you know, just fillet them
right off
there, you know, like we've been doing. But a lot of hunters stop right there. They think, well, these legs have so many, ligaments in them? I think there's like 11 or 12.
Yeah, they've got those little feather bones kind of.
Feather bones,
In that drumstick area.
That's what I'm talking about, Larry. And a lot of hunters, and I hate to admit it, years ago before I learned better, I thought, you can't eat these turkey legs. You know, they're just too tough. And if you just put one on a grill, there's no way you could eat it. It'd be so tough. But what I do, so for the fajitas, and these are absolutely not my cooking, it's just anybody can do it, the best fajitas that I know about. And here's what I do, Larry. I'll take the turkey drumsticks and then the thigh, you know, that's all hooked
right,
together
exactly.
On the bird. And then I'll cut that joint and remove the thigh from the drumstick. Well, I use an electric smoker, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, but you can use whatever creates smoke and heat, you know, that you've got. You can use a stick burner, whatever, but get your fire going and good smoke. Now, what I'll do, I'll take some heavy-duty foil, and I'll lay those drumsticks and the thighs, you know, a big piece of foil, just lay them out in there and dust them liberally with Fiesta brand fajita seasoning. And it doesn't matter if you use the seasoning for chicken or beef. I usually use the one for beef. Because turkeys, you know, the dark meats, kind of like beef,
exactly,
really.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So dust both sides of them liberally, and then I'll take some olive oil. If you don't have olive oil, just regular old cooking oil will work, but it's better with olive oil. Put that on and make sure it's all over the meat, and put it on pretty liberally. Sprinkle a little more in that, on that foil. Let those pieces of turkey smoke for an hour and a half, you know, whatever, whenever you get around to going back in there to the smoker, wrap them up tightly in that aluminum foil, and maybe put a little more, you want to keep them moist, so maybe put a little more cooking oil on there, you know, and wrap them up real tight, and at about 225 for, honestly, about 2 to 3 hours, even on an old gobbler, you know, a tough old bird, will make that the drumsticks just as tender, Larry, as can be. So after they're, you know, you can check them. When the drumsticks are tender, well, the thigh meat will be more than tender. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, they're the tougher part. Then just go in there with your fingers and pull those little, you call them feather bones, you know, pull those.
Yeah, there's a specific name for them. That's what we've always called them.
Me too.
At the end, they kind of look like they might be little feathers.
Yeah, yep. Well, there's about 11. I've counted them, you know, of those in there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I've counted. So pull those out, and they're easy to pull out because that meat's tender. And then just take your fingers and pull that meat off the bone. And then at that point, you can put a little more fajita seasoning. The thing about the Fiesta brand, it's not salty, so you're not going to get them too salty. You know, put some more of that on there, and then just basically in a hot skillet, you know, with some more olive oil. I like to cook, put some onion, chopped onion, a little jalapeno or serrano pepper in there with it, some fresh garlic, a good bit of fresh garlic, and then just fold that meat in there with it. Now, if you like bell pepper, of course, put you some bell pepper, whatever you like on your fajitas. And the meat is already done, so all you're doing is kind of blending those flavors.
Exactly.
And sautéing the vegetables. But, yeah, Larry, that's where the old bird from, or the young bird from Del River Ranch, where he wound up at deer camp, you know?
Well, that's a great way to do it, because people overlook that. And drumstick, and to be very frank with you have to, as from a legal perspective, you have to take the drumstick and the thigh and all the meat, otherwise it's a wanton waste kind of thing.
I know,
as far as game wardens are concerned. So, you know, if you're hunting, you want to be darn sure you don't just have the breast, and
right,
you know, you want to have that leg and those legs and thighs as well too, to be legal. And of course, just as you mentioned, my God, they make some fantastic food.
Yes, sir. The bottom line is you don't want to waste them. Larry, they're telling me that our campfire is already, it's time to pour some water on it for this week. I wish we had more time, but happy hunting, safe hunting to you. I know you've got a lot of hunts coming up, and maybe when we get back together next week, I'll get you to, I've kind of didn't mean to dominate our show, but it took a while to tell about that turkey fajita cooking. Next week, I want you to talk about one of your recent hunts.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Just want to remind folks very quickly that they can see our Sportsman's Life now on CarbonTV.com. So wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and great hunting, and be safe out there in the woods.
Yep, folks, Larry has been with us every week for the past 13 years, and we're looking forward to the next 13 years. I want to leave two websites with you right here, folks, and I want you to check them out. UltramaticFeeders.com. My buddy Carl Harmon makes the best line of game feeders in the world. I've used them for, gosh, 18 or 20 years now. If you're interested in shooting powerful big bore air guns, hunting with them, the Texan by Air Force Air Guns cannot be beat. I've used them since they actually came out. AirForceAirGuns.com. You can check them out right there. Of course, they have 25 calibers, 22 calibers, lighter calibers, but that Texan is a powerhouse, and I want you to check it out.